when you think of the history of this country and the guys who played baseball in the Negro League, and we often think of Jackie Robinson being the first African American to kind of cross the color line in Major League Baseball. But what often isn't said is that Jackie Robinson wasn't necessarily the best player in the Negro League. Branch Rickey took into consideration the kind of fortitude that Jackie would have to endure to play in the Major League. Because there were a number of guys, whether you take Cool Papa Bell or Satchel Paige and Josh Gibson, there were some guys who were really excellent ball players who many of you will never have an opportunity to see outside of this exhibit because they were denied the chance to play because of the color of their skin. The major leagues would sometimes sneak down to Cuba. And when they would go to Cuba, they would have tournaments against Negro League players. And the Negro League players were very competitive. It's not fair to say that they were better because then you get into a, are we better than they or whatever you have. But they found that they were very competitive. But I also bring up another thing about the business of baseball. Because as people like to celebrate Branch Rickey for what he did with Jackie Robinson, you have to understand something, that Jackie Robinson was a signed baseball player, and that team was not reimbursed for taking Jackie Robinson away. In fact, when the owner of the Kansas City Monarchs went to court to say, you know, Jackie Robinson was under contract to us, the court of the United States said that the major league baseball players, or the major leagues rather, don't have to honor a contract to no Negro League baseball team. Branch Rickey recognized something, that a whole lot of African Americans would come see Jackie Robinson play baseball. And that if he was on their team and they were winning, it was going to be profitable for them. So I mention that because the movie talked about the goodness of Branch Rickey, and there was some of that there. But Branch Rickey made a business decision with Jackie Robinson. And then other teams soon followed to say, you know what, we better get some of them too. Losing changes the perspective of people sometimes. Bear Bryant didn't have no black folks until Sam Cunningham and the USC Trojans went to Alabama and showed them how to play football. Losing will change your perspective. So I celebrate the Negro Leagues. I've actually been to Kansas City and walked through. If you go there, right down the street is Gates Barbecue. So if you, the young people don't know nothing, but if you're in Kansas City, you can make that detour down and get you some Gates Barbecue and then come back and see the museum. Oh yeah, and bring, if you do, please bring some of the Gates sauce back. The Congresswoman just, but, and y'all see, he talking about barbecue, and that's right. And you should have some red soda and some watermelon too, and be proud of it. Sometimes people get us to sometimes be ashamed of who you are. I like barbecue and red soda water, even though I need to have salt, sugar-free now, because I got some health issues, but so I'm gonna take some sugar-free red soda water, not put as much sugar in the barbecue sauce. Put a little bit of lemon in there to go with it. Because see, I love to say, I am unashamedly black and unapologetically Christian. And I can do both of those. So I celebrate Black History Month. I celebrate those players who were in the Negro League. I celebrate Jackie Robinson, his wife, Rachel is a dear friend of mine. Never a more regal woman would you ever meet than Miss Rachel Robinson. She was in Sacramento last year at 90 years old. She was still strutting up and down the hall. Miss Robinson was a nurse from South Central Los Angeles, met Jackie at UCLA. She's buried one of her sons and she buried her husband. But she still walks proud, and the Jackie Robinson Foundation is doing well. So on behalf of the State Senate, I can commend this resolution or certificate, pardon me, but say to everyone, please see the exhibit, and if you do go to Kansas City, bring us back a little bit of that sauce with you. Thank you so much.